You may have heard of Google Glass. It's what computer users wear, like eyeglasses. Well, even though it hasn't officially hit the market yet, it's stirring some excitement in tech circles. But lawmakers in New York and across the country are asking tough questions about how it will be used. Reporter Matt Collette has more.
About once a month, a few dozen software developers, tech nerds, and people who are just curious hang out at a Midtown bar to talk about what's called wearable technology. These days, that mostly means Google Glass. And like pretty much everybody else here, Lana Rich wants to try it on.
So what are some commands I can tell it to do?
Okay, glass.
The pair Rich has on belongs to a software developer named Amish Gandhi. He's walking her through the interface, telling her to look at a screen just above her right eye to see a menu of options.
Oh, I see. Take a picture. Smile, everybody.
Google Glass can also make calls, send messages, get directions, really just about anything a regular smartphone can do. In fact, Rich thinks Google Glass and the wearable technologies that come after it could end up being as big a deal as smartphones are today.
It's just all really fascinating. It's happening really fast. So, you know, I think this is going to be revolutionized in like 1 year, 2 years, and I want to see where it started.
Right now, the technology is just in its testing phase, with only a few tens of thousands using the device nationwide. Spokeswoman Chrissy Persico says the company is asking users for feedback on how they're using the product and where they'd like to see improvements.
This is still a device that's in a beta stage. It's not available for consumers yet. So feedback is really, really important because this is a very new type of technology.
But glass users aren't the only people responding. Lawmakers and safe driving advocates are trying to get out in front of what they see as a technology that's dangerous when it's used behind the wheel. Robert Sinclair works for AAA New York. His job takes him all over the state, so he does a lot of work from the car.
Okay, by the side of the road. Sorry about that.
Since he's the safe driving guy, Sinclair makes sure to pull over before the interview. And while AAA hasn't issued any formal recommendations on wearable technologies, he says it's clear a device like glass can be as distracting as texting. That's something that already plays a role in 1 in 5 fatal car crashes in the U.S.
Just looking at this and using common sense, it would seem to be something that someone should not be doing when they're behind the wheel.
Lawmakers in at least 8 states agree. Bills in New York and New Jersey would immediately ban the use of any head-mounted device that projects information into a driver's field of vision. Assemblyman Marcos Crespo of the Bronx is sponsoring one of them.
We want to broaden the conversation beyond just texting, and we want to take a serious look at these other technologies.
And Crespo wants to go beyond just simply banning driving with wearable tech. His bill will let victims of car crashes sue Google and other manufacturers if the driver who caused the accident was using their wearable device.
These companies, the manufacturers, the sellers, they're all making great profits off of the sale of these items. And there should be some consciousness over the fact that the use of them improperly will lead to death.
In response to these bills, Google lobbyists have been reaching out to Crespo and other legislators, inviting them to try glass for themselves. The company argues the device is actually less distracting than a smartphone. They say instead of looking down, the user glances up and to the right. They say that's something drivers do anyway when they check the rearview mirror. Google's Chrissy Persico says it's most important that users stay informed and make their own responsible decisions.
We just encourage people to know the law where they live, and basically we encourage people to be careful, right? Even when you're wearing glass, we just ask you to be very aware of what's going on around you, to use it wisely, the same way you would use any technology.
Back at the wearable tech meetup, the conversation isn't about when these devices will go mainstream, but what device we'll be wearing. Event organizer Amish Gandhi says that device might be glass, or it could be a watch, or sensors in clothing, or something new altogether.
It's a very new space. People are still kind of feeling it out, trying to figure it out.
For most drivers, wearable tech is still a few exits away. But lawmakers and their allies hope to enact a few legislative speed bumps before devices like Google Glass are moving too fast to stop. For WMYC, I'm Matt Collette.